Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, Francine Humphrey, and I am so delighted to be with you once again. Please tell all your friends to tune in to Issues Concerning Women every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are going to have a wonderful show tonight. We've been talking about starting your own business, and I found this wonderful book that I wanted to share with everybody tonight, and it's called In the Black, and it's by Alan B. Boston, and that's B-O-S-T-R-O-M, and he's a CPA, and it's In the Black, 9 Principles to Make Your Business Profitable. And I thought this would be a good segment to show you how your business can be in the black, even if you're just starting out in your business. Now, the 9 principles to make your business profitable is a business model that this young man put together, and is most effective if you're a business owner, a manager, or someone who is higher up in position. Now, what this does is it helps you to grow your business so that you can teach others how to be in the black. The first principle is nothing happens until you make a sale. Isn't that remarkable? Because we know that most of the businesses that we do start, if they are products or if they're online, we're always trying to make that sale. So nothing happens until you make a sale. Principle two, a deal is only good when it is good for both parties. It has to be a win-win situation. Nobody wants to be in a position where they're not going to gain anything by it. I know so many times as entrepreneurs, we are in the position to make deals and cut back on our prices. But if you're not advancing in your business and you're not making any money, how is that a good deal for you? You're not in a win-win situation, so this is not good for you. Principle number three, grow your business geometrically. And that means wherever you are, grow your business so that you'll still be able to do business. It doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing. So these principles are pretty simple, and I hope that you have pencils and paper, and I always ask that you do that so you can write down things that I'm telling you. And in this particular area, we are talking about marketing. Those first three principles, marketing principles, I'm going to repeat them just in case you didn't get an opportunity to hear them the first time. I'll repeat them before the end of the show. The second part is production. Becoming the expert on what happens inside the business. You have to be an expert anytime that you are starting a business, whether you're new in the business or you've been doing the business, working for somebody else, and now you decided to step out on your own. But, you know, being an expert, you must do your research. You must work towards finding that excellence that we all need when we're starting out in our businesses. Some of us have been in business for a while, so we need to go back to the basics. We need to go back to what made us start the business in the first place. Remember why we started the business, what our passion was for the business, and how we can get back that feeling that we had when we first started. It's just like when going to church and you first get saved, those of us that are Christians, and that wonderful feeling that you had, it was a feeling that you never felt before. You were so excited about becoming a Christian, so excited about learning more about your faith and what God was going to do for you and how you were going to prosper in your faith, in your mind, body, and soul. But as time goes on, you know that feeling wears off. And when you first get saved, you run home and you tell somebody about it, because that's the thing you want to do. You want to let somebody know that I've changed my life, I've changed my heart, I've changed my mind. And that's the same thing that we have to do in our business. We have to become an expert on the inside about what we're doing, and we have to be excited about our businesses. And if you haven't been excited in a long time, guess what? You're not producing in your business because you lost what made you want to start the business in the first place. Principle four is pour on the communication. That means tell everybody you know about your business. In the grocery line, at the bank, the post office, anybody that listens, anybody that has an ear, as they say, tell them about your business. Tell them what you do, because guess what? Nobody's going to know what you do unless you tell them. Tell your family and friends what you're doing, how excited you are, and if you're excited about it, guess what? They're going to be excited about it as well. Principle number five, improve your internal processes. What this means is improve your thinking, your mindset, change your mind about the old things that you did yesterday were not working for you. Obviously, you want to do new things. You want to internalize it. You want to grow on the inside as well as producing business, but you have to grow on the inside. You have to renew your mind. You have to know this is what I love to do. This is where I want to go. This is where I want to be at the end of 2010. This is where I want to go into 2011. And just think about that, and you need to write these things down, because you're not, if you keep them in your head, that's where you're going to stay, in your head. But you want to be able to improve your internal thoughts. You want to improve your business, and guess where it starts? On the inside. Principle number six, take what you have and make it better. Wow, isn't that great to think about that? What do you have right now? What can you do right now that can make your business better? Do you have the skills? Are you an expert in your field? Do you have those communication skills? Or do you need to bone up on some things? So you need to go, again, back to the basics, start all over, think about what you're doing. And this is what I always say. Whatever you're doing right now, you always want to make it better. You want to strive for that excellence, because that's what being in business is all about, being an expert, being excellent, being and doing above your own expectations, opening yourself up to taking risks, because that's what we need to do in business, and not being afraid. I talk about being afraid of the fall, and that just means that you're safe, you don't want to take any chances, you don't take any risks. It's like climbing a ladder. If you just go up three steps and you fall off, you're probably going to land on your feet and you're not going to hurt yourself. But guess what? If you go a little bit higher and take that risk, you never know what you can achieve. You know, you need to reach for the moon, but if you don't get there, that's okay. If you get to the top of a ladder and you reach the ultimate success, then, hey, it's wonderful. Don't be afraid of that. There have been many, many successful people that have fallen, but they take those fears and they take those failures and they change them and they make multi-million-dollar companies. So don't worry about that. Principle seven is about your accounting, which is cash flow, cash flow, cash flow. You have to be making money to be in business. If you're not making any money, guess what? You're just a person that has businesses, but your business is not flourishing. You can't pay the bills every month. You're worried to death. We stay in businesses too long. I know myself. I'm no different from anybody else. Anything that I start, I want to finish. I want to achieve greatness in it. I want to be more than I ever expected it to be. I want to have the best people on my staff. But I can't do that if I don't have the cash flow. And it's just really hard to know when to let a business go. Sometimes a business is only for a season. And, folks, we just got to remember that. It's no different than anything else. That was yesterday. It is gone. Don't look back. Just move forward. Take what you've learned and build on your new business. Make it better. Get that cash flow going. figure out how you can make money right now. Principle number 8, know your business. Learn everything that you can about your business. Why did you start the business? If you want to be a restaurant owner, then you need to be an apprentice for a restaurant owner. Even if you went to culinary school, you still need to know how to run the daily, day-to-day ins and outs of the business. Go get a part-time job at a restaurant. If you know somebody that owns a restaurant, ask them, can you volunteer sometime to help out? It's all kinds of ways that you can learn your business. If you don't know a particular thing about your business, your particular area, and that's not your expertise, something you don't know, hire somebody that does know. Partner with somebody that can help you build your business. You need to know your business inside and out. Nobody should be able to know it better than you. You should be the expert in your business. And nobody should be able to come in and run over top of you because you know what you want. You know how you want your business run. You have the blueprint. And, you know, it was ordained by God for you to start this business. You don't ever want to not know and have somebody come in and you think they're helping you and all the time they're helping themselves. And that happens a lot in business. And especially when you are afraid to step out there on faith, when you're afraid of the fall, when you're afraid that nothing's going to work, you can't do this by yourself. But guess what? The very thing that somebody tells me I cannot do, that is the thing I'm going to do, and I'm going to say I can and I will. There's nothing going to stop me. You know, it's always the naysayers out there, the people that want to tempt you and people that want to say you can't do something. But if you know your business, if you know it inside and out, then nobody will be able to stop you from being successful. And principle number 9, plan for tomorrow. That is just plain and simple. How do we plan for tomorrow? We write things down. We know what's happening in the future. We are preparing for 2011, even though we're still in 2010. We know where we want to go. We know what we want it to look like, what it smell like, what it taste like. We are just on it. Planning is a great part of anybody that's in business, and they'll tell you that. People that don't have a plan normally don't succeed. You have to have some kind of plan. Even if it's just in their head and they didn't write it down, that's fine. But they have to have some kind of plan. You just can't be fly by night. I've learned how to make things work when nobody thought they would. And that's one of the things that I love about being an entrepreneur. I have the ability to change anything about my business that I do not like. Nobody else can tell me how to do that. And that's so exciting when we talk about running our own businesses. That's what I love about being my own boss. I would really have a hard time at this point in my career if I had to go work a 9-to-5. Why? Because I'm used to making my own decisions. I'm used to if it goes wrong, then I have to fix it. I'm used to doing things that I didn't think I could do, but stepping out on faith and being able to do them. The perfect example is when I started my first radio broadcast, and it was, oh my goodness, 2002. I was at a luncheon, and I was a keynote speaker, and it was a couple of people from a radio station there, and they came up to me afterwards, and they were, you know, commending me on the way that I spoke and telling me how wonderful it would be for me to be on radio. Now, mind you, I have no media experience whatsoever. I love microphones. I've always loved those, and I think, you know, I always wanted to be a singer, maybe deep down inside or something. But, you know, I'll stick to radio because I know I'm not a singer. So I told them that, you know, we'll get together and meet, and I thought I would never hear from them again. But lo and behold, they called me, and they continued to call me until I finally agreed to have a meeting. And in my mind, I was thinking, you know, they're going to ask me to buy some radio ads because I know that's how radio runs. That's how they they get their sponsors and with ads and people coming on the air and hosting shows. And I knew that this probably was not in my budget, but, you know, I was going to check it out anyway and see what they had to offer. Well, they never asked me to buy ads, which I think really impressed me. They just came to encourage me to do the radio show, to add that to my repertoire, and to build my business. And I thank them even to this day for doing that. It was a wonderful and still is a wonderful experience. The first time I went to the radio station, and it was all these gadgets and buttons and the big old microphones and the headphones, and I'm like amazed, you know, but you know you want to act like, you know what's going on, you know. So they put the headphones on me, and they were like, 3, 2, 1, you're on. They did a little intro to me and, you know, my name and where I was from, and played a little bit of music. And at the end of that, you know, I was going to speak. So I opened my mouth, and I just started to speak. And let me tell you, I caught the radio bug. I did a 15-minute show, and I was ecstatic. I came home, and I told my husband about it. I told him how wonderful it was and how I was ready to go on the air. And he was like, you know, you sure you want to do that? I'm like, yes, I love it, you know. And he was like, okay, whatever you set your mind to do, you know you can do it. And I was like, you're absolutely right. And I've been on the air ever since. And I just love radio. So it just goes to show you, it doesn't matter what you start out doing. Being your own boss, you can change things anytime that you want to. You, of course, you still have to have that plan. So I'm not saying that. Your dreams can come true, and they can be a reality if you just follow the plans. And being your own boss, you can deviate from the plans, and you can add and subtract from the plans. So that's the wonderful thing about being in your own business. And, of course, we all have those dreams and hopes and aspirations that we will be successful. And I tell you, the one thing that I've learned over the years is success comes in many different forms, and it never comes like you think it's going to come. But if you're healthy and, in, you know, you have good health and you have good family relationship and your business is going, you know, along quite nicely and everything is falling into place, you are already successful. Now it's time for you to do that other thing, make it better. Take it to the next step. What can I do to make this excellent? It's okay, but I want to be victorious in what I do. I want to have those great moments that I can tell other entrepreneurs about, that I can teach to my children, and that I can teach to the folks that I mentor to and that I counsel. You know, issues concerning women is my pet peeve. It's my baby. It started a few years back, and I wanted to do things that would help women and their families go from just being where they are and just being okay to being excellent. And we all can do that. We all can achieve that. Our dreams really can become realities. You know, when we look at successful people, we always seem to think that they became successful overnight. And recently I found out that it's not always true. You know, I know several business owners, they will tell you it took them 10 years, 7 years. Some people never succeeded at anything that they tried until they were well past their 50s. So, you know, your dream is not denied if it doesn't happen. It's just delayed. So, but you have to take those steps to make your dreams come true. We need to work on certain things and know that our dreams are for us. They were predestined for us, and nothing can stop our dreams. This book, again, that I got the principles from is called In the Black. It was written by a CPA. His name is Alan B. Boomstrom. and that's BOSTROMM. He's also the author of Red to Black in 30 Days. So the principles are very interesting in this book, and it's just a brief overview of what you need to do to get going and get your business going. And it's just a wonderful insight. We all know that we're going to have problems in our business, and we're going to have failures in our business. But guess what? If we stick to it, we will know that everything's going to be all right. We just have to work hard and make it better. I just think that anybody that's going to start a business, or if you're already in business, you need to partner with somebody, get some help, get a mentor. You can call me. I'll be more than happy to help you. And on that note, my information to contact me is 757-567-6734. Also, you can email me directly at cinedesign@aol.com. You can go to the website, www.issues, and that's ISSUES concerning, CONCERNING, women, WOMEN.com. Check out the website. You can join Issues Concerning Women. We are doing wonderful things. I've got a couple of books coming out, and one deadline is going to be December the 11th. And I'll tell you more about it as the weeks go on. It's getting close to my deadline, but God is good, and He's allowed me to write these books, and I hope that you enjoy them. Probably next week on the show, I'll give you because I'm writing two books, and that's why I'm being a little holding a little back about which one will be finished, because I'm working on two projects. I just couldn't start. I started one, and then I started another one, and then I had to go back and finish the first one that I started. But just a quick overview about marketing. The three principles were: nothing happens until you make a sale. Principle two, a deal is only good when it is good for both parties. Number three, grow your business geographically. Number four is about production. Four, five, and six, pour on the communication. Improve your internal processes. Number six, take what you have and make it better. Number seven is about accounting. Cash flow, cash flow, cash flow. Number eight, know your business. Number nine, plan for tomorrow. And I hope you were able to write those down. If you missed any of them, please call me, 757-567-6734. I'll be more than happy to give them to you. Or you can email me at cinedesign@aol.com. And one thing I do want to say, when we're starting a business, we have to have wisdom. And I know that a lot of people don't like to talk about business and Christianity and God and all of that, but I have so much faith and so much to tell everybody about how my life has been changed over the past 40-some years. I'm a Christian woman, I'm a minister, I love the Lord. He has been my friend. And the one thing that I've learned is that we have to have things that we can believe in. And if you don't believe in anything, and you've heard this before, you'll fall for anything. So have something that you believe in. And if you can't get with the Christian thing, that's okay. But just don't be out there just hanging out, not knowing what you're doing, just doing whatever. Know what you're doing. Have the wisdom and the knowledge that you need to be successful. Also, have the wisdom to know when something is not working, that you need to do something different. Yesterday is gone forever. You know, 5 minutes ago is gone forever. You'll never get those 5 minutes back. But you can do something today to help you in your business or your career or your family life the principles that I give don't always necessarily pertain to business. I like to talk about things that can help you in any genre of your life. Know what you want. Have the wisdom to go after it. Gain the knowledge that you need. Get information about what you want to do. Don't let anybody stop you from being what and who you want to be. Gather the data. Study. You must learn it. You must know it. And then you'll be able to grow it. And, you know, I know that what we learned in school, if you believe you can achieve and you will succeed, and I know you've heard this 1,000 times, but it's absolutely true. You have to believe in yourself. Nobody else can do it for you. And if you have that faith or you're not certain about the faith, learn about that as well. Get a Bible. Get a book. Learn about believing in something other than what you've heard out there on the street. People are not going to always be in your corner, so you have to figure it out for yourself. Learn for yourself. Even with me, when you finish my broadcast, if you don't know a lot about your business or you want to find out more about how you can get help and how through a mentorship program you can grow your business, go to my website. It's there, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, and you don't even have to go to mine. Pick somebody online that looks interesting, looks like they have it together. There is a platitude of information online, so much that you can learn about starting a business. All you have to do is Google. That's how, you know, you get started. It's free. It doesn't cost you a dime. If you want to do the restaurant business or a beauty salon, whatever you want to do, cleaning business, get online, find out about it, do your research, learn about it. Learn everything that you need to know. Have that wisdom, because that's going to take you a long way. And apply the principles that you learn. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Most people that are in business have a partner. I'm going to repeat that, because probably most people who are in business have a partner. They have somebody that they can go to. They have somebody who knows a little bit more than they do. A lot of times folks have silent partners. They're the forerunner in the group. They're the one out front. They're the one that you see. But behind the scenes, there's somebody that is pushing them along. It may be their spouse or their a family member. It could be somebody that they worked with before. It could be a mentor, a coach. We always need to partner with somebody to help us to get to where we want to go. Again, I talk about having that wisdom. Know what you need to do. Get out there and do it. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't. That is when you know for sure that you're on the right track. Anytime people are trying to stop you from doing something that you want to do, find out, first of all, why they're trying to stop you, but don't let that hinder you from moving forward. There are naysayers out there. They're putting together and putting things in your mind that's going to keep you from moving forward, but don't let them do that. You just continue to go on. Don't worry about the critics. You're going to have them. Remember the 9 principles that I gave you today. They're really simple. Wisdom can be gained over time and with the implementation of the 9 principles. So don't be afraid to use them. If you need them, please call me, 757-567-6734. I always enjoy being on the air. Issues Concerning Women is all about helping. We are there. You can join us. We do have membership. We have sponsorship. We are all about reaching back and helping the community. During Thanksgiving, we try to give to the needy. So if you want more information about Issues Concerning Women, give me a call, 757-567-6734. I look forward to being with you next week. So tell a friend, join us. If you want to know how to get on the air, just give me a call. I'd be more than happy to speak with you about it. You know, it's been a wonderful evening. I hope you enjoy learning the 9 principles. Get the book, In the Black, Alan V. Boonston, B-O-S, ROM. He's a CPA. He's also the author of Red to Black in 30 Days. It's all about the money. So get the book, learn what you can learn, be happy, have a prosperous week. I will be back next Thursday. God bless you.